Our first reading is a reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage from God to share the gospel with you in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been granted by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Herein is guidance. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. When the teachers of religion heard that Jesus had silenced his adversaries, they gathered together, and one of them, who was also a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Holy One your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." Herein is good news.